is the more reality of it.
Chocolate-filled pussies is the best. I told you that's how we're starting off this episode.
I know, I did mention that, and I did say that.
I just wanted it known that that's the first word said in this podcast.
It wasn't, though.
Okay, I'm talking about that you knew that I was pressing record.
What kind of chocolate?
Milk chocolate. Dark chocolate is fucking gross.
Oh, yeah, that's just disgusting.
It's like 60%, you know, a little bit of bitterness to it.
I don't like bitterness with my chocolate.
How much pineapple juice is he drinking? There's a lot of factors. How is chocolate filled the best?
Yeah, I don't like dark chocolate. It's never been appealing to me. Mm-mm. Like, I think white chocolate is probably one of the best.
I don't like white chocolate either. I don't know why.
I really like it.
I just like milk chocolate.
Well, you're pretty basic, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're in your Obama shirt, even though you're Republican.
I didn't do laundry yesterday.
You're Republican?
Yeah.
That's cool. What are you?
How do you feel about transgenders? And then there's your answer. Have whatever he says after that.
No, that's already been in a podcast.
We took it down.
I took it down.
I told you to take it down.
I know. I wanted to at that point, but then I didn't. And then I just kept thinking about it.
And then I told you for sure to take it down.
No, we hadn't talked, bitch.
Fuck yeah, that. We did. It was in the garage.
I know. Rolling. I didn't take it down then. I was going to, but then I was like, it's still an episode. And I was hesitant. And then I thought it over it for like a week and then deleted it.
I was high as hell, so.
What are you?
I lean right a little bit.
You lean right? Okay, mm-hmm. So I need to, wait.
He's
Democrat,
too
Republican, liberal. Which one are you?
Technically, I'm a Republican, but I don't associate myself with a lot of the views.
So are you basically like moderate liberal?
Whenever I took that test or whatever, like where you range at from left to right.
Yeah, I took that one
I
too.
I was like, here's the middle, and I'm right here.
I was like,
so I'm very a little bit past to the right, but I have to call myself a Republican, I guess now.
I was just barely past that. Whenever I did that. Like, here's the middle. I was, like, right here, maybe?
I was directly in the fucking middle.
Probably because you just said, I don't care for every answer.
No, I put my views in it. I'm a moderate liberal. Because I see views on the sides of, like, Democrats and Republicans, and I think some of them are right, but some of them
Let's
are
Let's be real.
Politics?
Just fucking stupid.
It shouldn't be based on parties. I think it should be based on, like, the actual views of the people. Because it's not going off the views of the people anymore, in my opinion.
Uh-uh.
Because there's so many people that want better for the country, and there's other people that are saying they want better, but are ultimately, like, ruining it. Like, Trump has done stuff good. The wages.
And the jobs.
Wages and the jobs, yes, especially with the wall. So
shut the fuck up.
A lot of people are going to be getting a lot of jobs for that. Specifically, what are you doing?
Don't.
Stop. Move your hand. Move your hand.
No, fuck you.
Move it.
Move your hand.
Move it.
Fuck you.
Move
Please.
Your hand.
Fuck you.
Move your fucking hand.
Why?
Move your hand.
Why?
Move your hand. Move your hand, you fucking pussy. Just do it.
You
move your fucking hand.
Are you recording?
Move your hand. No, I'm not recording. God damn it, you fucking ruined it. I fucking hate you, you fucking
Why
piece
I
of
it?
Shit. No, you were leaning down, and Obama's nose was over his mouth. I was going to take a picture and fucking show you.
Like this?
No. You can't do it again.
No,
I hate you. I fucking hate you so much. Give me back my slide.
Where even is his nose? Jesus Christ. Right there. Okay. Was it like this?
I don't care anymore. I don't care.
What the fuck? I thought
it looked
like...
It did look really funny, but...
I thought y'all
I
were going to...
I hate you so much. You're such a piece of shit.
Tell me something my mom doesn't.
I love you.
Thank you. Thank you. I haven't heard that in a while.
2020 is a great year. I know we weren't here for the first few days,
He's
but...
so pissed.
But I do want to say...
His face is as red as his hoodie.
Fucking pissed
I can be able to help this situation out. You guys want to know the most famous line that everyone loves to hear?
What?
I'm gonna punch you in the cock if you say it.
Hello and welcome to the Unknown Outsiders podcast. Follow us on Instagram.
Noah's the only one that likes that.
Well, people need to know what they're fucking listening to.
They Duh. Know when they click on it, stupid.
If we're on Pandora, then it just shows up randomly.
Everyone has an introduction.
Yeah.
There's never not.
I thought he was going to say, hey, haven't seen y'all since last year.
Then you said it. Punch yourself in the balls.
Boom. I said I thought he was going to say. I was using it as an example. But you said, I didn't say it.
You said, actually.
I am true. Right.
True, because.
I was using it in quotes.
But still you said it.
Yeah, but not in the same context as I would have punched him in the cock for.
So, you know how whenever you rap songs made by black folk, mm-hmm. you know how they say the N-word in it? Mm-hmm. So, since they say it, can you say it? No.
What the fuck?
That makes no sense.
No,
at all.
You can't.
Okay, hold on.
So, you still said it if he was gonna say it, and there's no proof he was gonna say it.
There is no. Like, I wasn't gonna say it. I was gonna say hello, welcome to Yes or Not Fetish.
You said it. You ruined the Obama thing. I fucking hate you.
I stopped you from fucking killing both of us yesterday.
Okay. And who does that help? Not me, because I still want to die.
It helped me.
That's so cool. You have a girlfriend 6 hours away.
And I don't want to lose the fourth best friend in 4 years.
You know, I feel like the police should look into you, because you're losing a lot of people.
Yeah. No shit.
Why's your hood pointed? Are you sure you're in the middle?
No, fuck, sorry.
Looks like you're leaning far right with that fucking hood.
I mean... So I guess 2020 hasn't been a great year for all. We're
literally 4 days in.
We are 5 days
on fire.
World War III might start.
Dude, 2020 is...
The plague might happen because there's been a plague in 1920 and 1820.
Actually, the bubonic plague did come back. It is around still.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not as big as everything else because I don't know why they just want to keep it secret. But it was like... Thing in China.
It was a big thing. So why would you want to scare people by making it a big
medicine's
deal?
Medicine's a lot better than 100 years ago.
Yeah, because they saved people. Some people died, but...
Well, yeah.
Saved a decent amount. Maybe not as much as the people died from the plague, but... saved. But, so everyone saying that 2020 was going to be their year has been so fucking wrong. Worse than every other year. This is so fucking great. But, as a High School Musical once said, and Troy Bolton said, we're all in this together.
Yeah, we're all gonna die by nukes together.
We gotta see. I better make it to my 21st. I'm trying to get crossed as fuck.
I wanna make it to my 21st, because, like, I haven't been able to legally buy any nicotine or something in Illinois because they changed it from 1821. 17
right
days before my birthday.
That was so funny.
I was so pissed.
I still was able to buy it. I was so happy.
I was so pissed.
Damn, you're about to be able to buy cigarettes, weed, and alcohol same day.
I'm getting fucked.
I'm getting buzzed like a motherfucker.
Have a cigarette in one mouth, one part of my mouth, a fucking joint, and the other side, a jewel, an enjoy, and I'll be chugging Jack.
I don't think
your mouth.
He's had some practice.
Ooh. Oh.
Fitting the whole pussy inside my mouth. Just open it up and just put your lips all around that shit.
I thought about it. That is like the most uncomfortable thing I can think about right now. I thought about just like opening my mouth and just shoving a pocket pussy in it.
What?
The whole pussy. Like, that would suck. That just is a really girthy hot dog.
Have you named your pocket pussy yet?
We still got to pick yours up from Justin.
It's true. Have you named yours yet?
A name.
Because I'm probably going to name mine once it comes. But I'm not going to fuck it. I'll probably, if we want to do some comedy bits, I'll probably take it out to eat sometime. If we want to.
Be like, oh, I also need a water for my friend. And then you pull it out, plop it on the table.
I really want to
be so funny.
I really want to do it. Just head over to B-Dubs and just be like, ale.
Get table Lippy for McGee.
Table for two. And they're like, who's the second?
It'd be like that video where he just has a lightsaber, he fucking throws it, gets stuck to the wall.
So, I watched a video on how to use pocket pussies for defense. And so the dude took, like, 8 different pocket pussies. He put them on his arms and legs to see if they work as armor.
Like, did he tape them?
No, he just shoved his fucking hand through them and just scrunched them up on his arms and his legs. They're that flexible. It's insane. Anyways.
We gotta watch that video
after They're not this. Too bad. Like, you're gonna get, like, struck with something, like a little bit sharp or, like, you know, brute force.
So, like a frying pan.
They were kind of okay, you know? They absorb a lot because they're fake pussies. But they're actually really good for striking. You take them, you fucking Indiana Jones lasso that shit, and connect with someone on the temple, they're knocked the fuck out. Like, they're brutal. The same dude also made a pocket pussy slapping video. Because, you know, the Russian slap boxing tournaments.
Yeah.
They just smack each other. So they did that, but with pocket pussies. And I thought it was incredible. They showed, like, the brute force of it, like, against a vase, and it just shattered, like, in tiny pieces. Like, it shattered.
Like, exploded.
Pretty much. So, like, they were just...
Can we make that an Olympic sport?
Pocket pussy slapping?
Yes!
So, have you and...
Gertrude.
Okay, well, she's kind of... She's kind of smaller because she's kind of cheap to get a big one. So, I mean.
How big is mine?
I don't know.
You know Justin spent money on it.
Like, yeah, he sent his wife out to go get it.
His wife knows what's up.
Dude, you probably got like a bigger one then. Maybe it like vibrates or something.
What if it was one of those blowjob machines?
Dude.
I want to borrow it.
I promise I will bleach it and give it an exorcism after I'm done.
So name. What are you naming yours? The smaller one, so what do you think the name should be? Pixar characters allowed.
First name is Peter Dicklage. Because he's always the small guy in everything.
I thought of something terrible.
What?
My ex.
Oh, just... Call her Joe.
Because she's 4'10".
Put a mullet on your pocket pussy and then call her Joe.
How about calling it Gravedigger? Because I'm killing my kids inside of it.
Gravedigger. It's got to be Gravedigger.
So we just call it GV for...
GV. I can't call it GV. I had a grandma called that.
Okay, so...
Peter the Gravedigger Dicklage.
Dicklage.
Peter the Gravedigger. Dicklage. Dicklage. How about that?
I would call it Lois.
Lois?
Let's call it Lois.
CS. Construction site, because I nicknamed my dick the Dozer.
So how many
times have you used it?
Yeah.
One time.
Oh, just that once?
Just that one time. Yeah.
Really?
You haven't had your house alone to use it again?
Yep.
Why don't you just go out in your truck like you just beat off on 150?
Just sit in front of my fucking front yard?
No,
just...
go to White Oaks or go to the spot at the lake where you can go driving back right before Bowman's.
To use a fake pussy? You know how fucking...
Think about that. That's fucking weird as shit.
I'm not gonna go out and do that. Those fucking trucks rocking. Fucking cop shines a flashlight in. There's fucking chocolate sauce everywhere. You know what they say, chocolate filled pussies are the best.
You just have 3 things of Hershey syrup in your passenger seat.
Oh fuck.
It'd be like Randy Marsh when he's talking about, yeah, deglaze that fucker.
There's a ghost in here. He ectoplasmed everywhere.
I'm a Ghostbuster, actually. Name a Ghostbuster.
Ghostbuster, but I'm the one busting.
Yeah, but the kids ain't living.
True. I really hope I can't have kids.
Hey, so this podcast, you said Ghostbuster,
and now we're talking about his pocket pussy.
This is what 2020 is all about. Since fuck the war, forget about it.
Bust nuts
before we all die.
But you mentioned ghost busting.
Yeah.
With the pocket pussy. Do you guys think ghosts can, like, haunt pocket pussies? Like, whenever they need pleasure, they just, like, go into a pocket pussy and then you're
fucking it?
Well, do you ever get cold chills in the middle of the night? There you go.
Because a cold chill, it's known, or like people say, that a cold chill is a spirit passing through your body.
I've watched Ghost Adventures, I know this.
Yeah. I didn't know if Dave ever watched Ghost Adventures. Noah, have you seen Ghost Adventures? Text me yes or no. I get a text from
directly calling him out.
He listens to every single episode as soon as they come out. He's a goat.
Should we shout out?
We should give him a Facebook top fan badge.
We don't need, do we have a Facebook?
I need to do stuff with the Facebook, but yeah, we have a Facebook.
No one uses Facebook. Yeah. Use Twitter actually, and Instagram.
If we upload like skit videos and shit,
Facebook
is a huge thing. Especially since they have ads. They can pay. Yeah. They have better ads than YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of YouTubers are starting to post their videos to
Facebook Nobody now. Epic. He went to that. What? He's a YouTuber I used to watch back in the day.
He went to Facebook?
Yeah.
Do you have what? Facebook gamer? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's a streamer?
Yeah.
Facebook streamer. Cool.
I forgot that there's a lot of, like, Facebook streamers now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Twitch is losing a lot then.
Yeah, but Twitch is still, like, big in the market for it.
They lost Ninja and then...
Ninja left downhill. Twitch?
Yeah, he went to Mixer.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, then again, I never
really... They pay them a lot of money.
Oh, and all, like, the big titty girl streamers, they're going to Facebook.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Hey! Corinna Comf?
Comf? Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Got those gaming streaming notifications on.
Just to stare at a titty.
Do you know how sad we look in this podcast? Just what we've been
how
saying.
Sad he looks.
I will We're say, I want to justify me. Something. I am high as fuck.
We're talking about me taking my fake pussy
going to
and
the
going
lake.
To a park and using it in my truck.
Okay, but that's a joke. We're not being serious.
Yeah, that's just a joke. That's just unless you
Well,
to
I'm
do
gonna
it.
I'm gonna think about it later.
Because you haven't thought of it yet.
Well, okay. What the fuck? Stay away from my asshole, you fuck.
Oh, is that blue?
No, it's
yes.
It's
a Adidas loop.
What the fuck was that? A quarter.
Oh, it
looks weird. You gotta get it ready for the grave digger.
The grave digger.
Name it Patrick.
No, I'm not naming it after the IHOP waiter.
I was talking about Patrick Starr.
Nope.
Is it pink?
It's pink.
Patrick Starr.
Yes. Name it after his sister.
Patricia.
That sexy motherfucker.
Oh, Mr. Krabs and Squidward both wanted to fuck.
Isn't she the one with all that?
It all was that Patrick dressed up.
Oh, yeah, fine as fuck. Remember SpongeBob?
Dude.
You need to
dude,
get
Dude, remember
laid.
Patrick and the SpongeBob movie? Those fucking...
Oh, the fishnets.
You need to get laid, Ethan.
I feel yeah, like... since there's a probability that we're probably going to die from a war.
Yeah, you need to get laid.
Yeah. You can't... Well, you'll probably go to heaven if you do die a virgin. Ooh, or you'll be with the suicide bomber that gets the 72 virgins. Because
what
whatever.
If he's bisexual?
Oh, yeah. Like, they never said if it's women or men. They're just virgins. What are you?
A virgin. Virgin.
So you're going to be with Abdul Sahar Rahim okay. the fucking rest of your fucking
what the,
life.
What the fuck? Okay, hold on. How about this? That's right. Never mind. So, fuck. Okay, so heaven and hell. I don't believe in that. I believe in hell.
Because it's more realistic.
Mm-hmm. But heaven,
you
I don't.
You can't have one without the other, though.
He's got a point there.
That but is true,
I don't
but...
think Ethan believes in the heaven that, like, Christianity talks about and everything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I believe in something that's probably different than that, because I don't...
It's still
I
being
personally...
considered your heaven, though.
Because I like this... spirituality of everything because that's more believable than all that since we're energy and spirits can live in energy
and you can't
I think
create
that,
or destroy it
yes I think that whenever we die
we go into a place where, like, we just still are living our lives, but we're dead. So it's like a constant replay of maybe our best moments.
I hope it's our best moment. Oh, that's not a lot.
Yours is going to be like a minute long.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah. We're all basically living a David Dobrik video, and that's about it. Just 4 minutes, 20 seconds of our shit.
It cracks me up. He makes his video 4 minutes and 20 seconds. That's the funniest shit ever.
It does it well. Mm-hmm. From condensing it down to like five hours of footage.
Do you think he's a pothead?
No.
Really?
I don't think he does anything. I feel like he's tried it, but it's never... I don't think he does it.
Like an active stoner?
Yeah, I don't...
Probably not.
He works way too much. Mm-hmm. I don't think he has any time whatsoever.
Maybe he does it, like, every once in a while.
Well, I mean, you know, like, a lot of YouTubers do smoke, though, to, like, calm themselves, because they are really stressed out.
Yeah, like, I feel like this YouTuber I watch, King of the Fourth Quarter, he's, like, a 2K YouTuber and everything like that. Every December, he records a video and uploads it every single day of December. And then he takes a couple day break, and then
comes back. Yeah, Vlogmas. Mm-hmm. Okay, why did he need to be shouted out?
Bro, he's not that big. He only has like 600K.
Okay, why did he need to be shouted out? You just said he uploads a video every December, every single day, bro.
No, I was just saying
that. You didn't
like
say that, anything about anything that related to the conversation.
Because, like, he does that. You know how stressful that is?
Yeah, but does he smoke? Because that's what we were talking about.
He's black, I'm sure.
That's racist.
God fucking damn.
I'm kidding.
Does he live in California?
No, he lives in Chicago.
So he can now.
He can now.
Mm-hmm.
Legally. Probably before.
Okay, so to bring up a different 2K YouTuber that has said that he does, he's Canadian. His name is Troy Dan.
I fucking love Troy Dan.
And he has... smoked on his streams.
Mm-hmm.
He says he does it every day because he edits his own videos and stuff still, even though he has 2 million subs.
That's the most stressful part, is like the editing.
Okay, speaking of YouTube.
When are we going to start that shit?
Yes and no. but there's this YouTuber, have you guys heard of, like, I sent you the video of that one guy, the girl voice trolling, his name is Absorber. Literally... he got, like, his channel has blown the fuck up just because a clip he posted to TikTok. And his shit blew, I'm pretty sure he's almost to 1 million. And, because he was only at, like, 100K or less than that, and I'm pretty sure he's at, like, 800K now.
Good lord.
Just from posting to TikTok.
What?
Is it doing it again? Take a picture. Don't fucking move your body.
It's
don't,
Obama.
Let me
don't
take
move.
A picture.
It's Obama.
He looks like Yoda.
You love to see it.
You want me to save it and send it to y'all in chat? That way y'all can save it.
Yes. Yes.
Can that be the new picture for the Unknown Outsiders?
No, not at all. How you guys? How you guys doing? I know I'm very close to you. ASMR time. Yes, it is. We've been recording for 23 minutes. If you guys want more, I doubt you guys will. But here we are.
Noah wants more.
Oh yeah, Noah, you like this. Our youth on Spotify, Apple Music.
Please stop.
I just shouted him out.
I'm just saying, getting that close to shout him out.
Okay,
like,
fine.
That sounded sexual.
Our youth on Apple Music, Spotify, they have... I don't know what song. What songs do they have out?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
How are you going to shout him out and not know any of his songs?
I don't know if they released any new ones. I don't know if their album's released yet. I feel like they'd all
post
about
it. They would post about it.
Okay,
Bryce
so
definitely would.
So then it's just the four songs. They have an EP and then a single.
Do you all agree that Gage is very hot?
Gage is fucking sexy. And I'm his cousin.
What?
Woo! Well, I don't want to explain anything.
For First off, I got a couple questions. I was going to continue with the Noah thing. Where did you come from with "do you think Gage is hot"? Did he just send you a shirtless pic or something?
No,
he's wait, not. What did you think
his,
that?
Okay, his streaks were him in his Marine uniform and shit. And I'm like, you're so fucking hot. Like, as a joke, he's like, bet, was he? And I was like, yeah. So I was going to get your guy's input on it, but then he fucking did.
Of course, I'm his cousin. Why would I not? Look out, Peyton. Ethan coming in hot.
Ooh, boy, I'm legit crying.
Oh, man.
I hope people stuck around until this point.
Well, so since this is kind of about 2020, what is your guys' like
goals?
Where do you want to be at the end of this year?
Well, happy for once.
Career-wise or not?
Just, in general.
Just anything. Just personal, career, whatever.
Personal, I really want to be at a state of mind where, like, I'm happy, I guess, and okay with things. And, like, I'm living comfortably.
That's always good to have.
And then, career-wise, I want
this to blow up.
Yeah, I want this shit to, like, go really fucking far. Like, I
that'd
want...
That'd be cool to see.
Like, I want, by, like, our one-year anniversary of having the podcast, I want things to have, like, changed so fucking much. Because it's already changed so much. We literally got 300 plays just in the month of December.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just gotta stick to that grind.
And that's more than the first, like, 4 months of us doing this.
Come on.
So, yeah. I got a question about the, the December plays. Like, does it spike up like that if we don't post a lot? Or, like, if we post a lot, do, like, the plays, like, look like they're down?
It spikes like that whenever it's kind of a lot of plays.
Oh, okay.
Before, it was only, like, small amounts. That one...
Yeah, because you're, like, uploading, like, a lot, like, two
three
days.
Three times a week.
No, we've... No, December was only, like, once a week. Sometimes we skipped it. I think we skipped two weeks.
Like, one, like,
we didn't
one
post that much.
Week. No, I'm talking about, like, I thought he was talking about the 4 months before that you said.
Yeah, the time where, like, it started, like, picking up was...
When we haven't posted in, like, a month, right?
Yeah, it started picking up whenever we weren't posting. And then, we came back. It wasn't during the break, though. It was an unintentional break.
Mm-hmm.
But the We Love the Earth and Thank You So Much, those two are our biggest podcasts. We Love the Earth has gotten over 200 plays already. And Thank You So Much has gotten, I think, about, like, 130 altogether. But a lot of the plays aren't actually coming from, like, our biggest streams. Like, our biggest streams used to be Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Those are the biggest ones. Now something else has been taking over and it doesn't have the name on there. So I assume that one is iHeartRadio. I think iHeart is really taking it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because it doesn't...
Didn't we go to iHeart, like, a month or two after we started this?
Oh, we went to iHeart.
Whenever Drake came here.
Yeah,
he
I was
asking for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Drake wanted to listen to it, so I put it on iHeart.
So that was June, July-ish? And then
no, that was...
September.
September. I think September. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was around September or October. Yeah. Because...
Yeah, because he was still here whenever you quit Walmart.
Yeah, he left in, like, October.
October.
Yeah, he started leaving a lot more then. So, yeah, it was in September whenever
we went to... like, whenever I brought him here.
That no, was... he was asking, that's why we got on iHeart, right? Because Drake brought it up.
Yeah, that's the reason we got on iHeart. Because he brought it up, he wanted to listen to it on there. I didn't know they had podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that, I'm pretty sure that's our biggest one. I'll have to go on there and see if I can look at the statistics, because I can't look at it on Anchor, because they don't have iHeart as an option. They don't even have Pandora as an option. That's weird.
That's weird.
All right, so Hayden.
Oh, yeah, yours.
Your goals and everything for 2020.
Hopefully by the end of this year, like, I have found some footing with myself, you mm-hmm. know? Hope at least I get a car that, like, I've been wanting for a little bit.
Talk about that Chrysler 300?
Yeah.
Dude, those are so nice.
They're luxury cars, yeah.
They're not that expensive either.
They're like surprising. Cheap man's Rolls Royce.
And, hopefully I can have an apartment and stuff, but if that doesn't come this year, it doesn't come. My main thing is to get a car and...
Just be happy with yourself?
I don't really care at this point.
Can't you be able to afford an apartment at this point?
Could I? Yeah, of course. But I gotta get a car first.
Mm.
So I have to choose which one I want. Keep the truck, get a place of my own, or get a car and then save up.
Well, you can save up now for a car and then... Like, aren't you still gonna be able to have the truck whenever you get an apartment?
Well, yeah.
Just do the thing they did. Drive it like once a week just to make sure it's running.
Yeah. That's the plan with it, at least.
Oh, yeah, don't forget, you're taking me to Indy.
I am?
Yeah, remember? Dad's going to change your intake gaskets. For free. All you got to do is just buy it.
Well, I got to find a fucking way to get you there, then.
I thought you said you're going to use Libby's home.
I said I would ask.
Yeah.
I haven't asked. Shit.
You still got to do that because that's Saturday.
Shit.
Wait, your mom let you use her van, right?
It ain't gonna make it.
Really?
It ain't gonna make it. I'm not taking her fucking van. She hadn't had an oil change in 15,000 miles.
Bring it over here, change the oil.
I can't do it.
I'll do it.
Well, I can change the oil. I just can't get her to bring it over.
Then you drive it over here.
I'm not doing shit. It's not my vehicle. I don't care. It's her problem. I've told her that I would take it to Terre Haute and go to the people I go to. Said I'd even pay for it. She was like, no. Whatever. They don't even have tires. But has tires, they just suck ass.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't taking it. Hell, Libby's van sucks, too. It's been having so many goddamn problems.
We'll still make it to Indy and back.
Yeah.
Then we're good. And
they can be out from Indy. Make sure they're okay with it. Because in case you didn't know, it's only been a couple months since I wrecked my car.
Okay, that one wasn't your fault. You hit water. And you were stomping on the brake. You just slid and barely tapped a car, but totaled your car.
Uh-huh.
It literally just bent the fender. Like the bumper.
Put two dents in the radiator.
Yeah. That's it.
You know. Total the whole fucking thing.
You know you could have denied it, right?
Nope.
They didn't give you a choice?
No. They totaled it. So that means I'd have to buy it back. I still had money left I had to pay off on the fucking car.
Mm-hmm.
And they only gave me enough to pay off the loan for the car. So I'm just fucked all around. I can't buy it back because I'm too broke. And I get no money to get a new vehicle. Because it went straight to that loan. I'm not in the hole. I'm not in the plus either. So I'm just dicked.
That's why whenever if I get in a wreck, I want it to be big. Like, put me in a coma for a couple days. Because I don't want to be fucked without a vehicle like that.
You'll be fucked whenever you wake back up.
Okay, yeah. But I won't, like, have a reason to drive or anything like that. And then the insurance will pay for another car.
I don't think you understand what all happens in a car crash. So if it's your fault, if it's a big thing, so it means you have to pay for your hospital bills because you want to be in a coma for 2 days.
Something like that. Fucking
retard.
Like, break a bone or two.
You got to pay for theirs because it's a big one.
No, like, I'm talking about, like, if it's, like, a single car wreck. Like, just me. Like hit a patch of ice.
Tree or some shit?
Yeah, like, hit a patch of ice, hit a tree. Hit a telephone pole. I just don't want to be perfectly fine, just be fucked over a vehicle and not have a vehicle. You know what I mean?
Save yourself in a fucking long run if you don't get yourself injured. Because you have to pay for your hospital bills and shit.
I'm already fucked up enough.
I hope y'all are entertained.
Oh my god. Dumber than shit.
It's obviously a joke.
Welcome to this episode of Dumb, Dumb, and Dumbest.
Oh! I really thought you slapped yourself in the balls for a second. Just
comedy.
It's comedy.
Yeah. Well,
I'd say recoup a little bit.
I never did answer Hayden's question.
What was the question?
What our goal is for 2020.
You never answered it?
No, I didn't.
You did. Yeah, you did.
I just gave a half-ass answer to say be happy.
Be happier for once.
I don't know, you gave an answer. So. If you want to extend on it, go for it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
In the call. We're done.
So, thank you for listening to this episode. Happy New Year, I guess.
Good chance I'll be pissed off in the other episode, too.
Yeah.
See ya.
I hope you guys keep listening to our shit. I never said follow our TikTok. Follow our fucking TikTok, please, and thank you.
One of our videos got 35K. Or 32K.
33K.
Hell yeah.
We TikTok famous. Halfway. We're not. Bye. No.